The Trump administration has downgraded nurses and nurse practitioners from professional status when it comes to student loans. They'll face new caps on federal student loans. It's Monday, November 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Democratic Party is way ahead in the fundraising race, and a new proposal would raise fees for hikers and bikers on Wisconsin's trails. Stay with us.
Thanks to community support, Wisconsin Public Radio continues to bring trusted news, lifelong learning, and stories that reflect who we are, free and accessible to all. WPR is powered by you. Visit WPR.org/together.
Getting financial help to pursue an advanced practice nursing degree could become more difficult. Corrine Hess reports this comes at a time when Wisconsin is facing a nursing shortage.
As part of an overhaul of the federal financial aid system, the Department of Education cut back on the number of career tracks it considers professional. A number of healthcare careers no longer qualify, including nurse practitioners and physician assistants. That means graduate students in those programs will face new federal loan limits. They'll be capped at $20,500 a year and a total of $100,000. Kim Litwack heads the College of Health Professions and Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
PAs and nurse practitioners are providing a lot of health care in this country. And if that financial aid goes away, I think we have some serious threats that are going to be facing primary and service delivery.
Wisconsin is expected to be short about 15,000 nurses in 2040. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Madison police say the woman who repeatedly stabbed a classmate to appease the fictional horror character Slender Man in 2014 has been captured after cutting off her ankle monitor and not returning back to her group home. A Madison Police Department Facebook post on Sunday said Morgan Geiser removed her Department of Corrections monitoring bracelet Saturday night and never reported back to her Madison group home. She was taken into custody in Illinois around 10:30 Sunday night. In 2014, Geiser made national news when she and Anissa Weyer, who were 12 at the time, lured classmate Peyton Leitner into the woods during a sleepover. Geiser stabbed Leitner 19 times and told police she did it to please the online horror character known as Slender Man. Geiser was granted conditional release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute in July and was transferred to a group home. The director of polling for Marquette University Law School says President Donald Trump's approval with independent voters is a, quote, huge problem for Republicans. Marquette released a national survey last week showing just 25% of independents approve of the job Trump is doing, compared to 75% who disapprove. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin told PBS Wisconsin that those numbers, paired with actual election results from Virginia earlier this month, could be warning signs for the GOP. Republican incumbents there lost seats that Trump had won by 6 points just a year earlier.
Now, I'm not for a minute saying that we will see the same swing here that we saw in Virginia, but Virginia is certainly a test case to show that that 4, 5, 6 point swing, even in an incumbent district held by a Republican, is at risk this year.
When looking at the generic ballot nationally, Marquette found a 9 point advantage for Democrats nationally among likely voters. The state Democratic Party raised more than 4 times as much money for federal races than the state GOP did last month. As Rich Kramer reports, that continues a long-standing trend, even as the party has transitioned to new leadership.
New fundraising reports from the party's federal accounts show the Democratic Party of Wisconsin brought in more than $707,000 in October. The Republican Party of Wisconsin raised around $167,000. The spending gap was even bigger. State Democrats shelled out around $855,000 on federal campaign efforts, while the state GOP spent around $118,000. Democrats elected Devin Remiker in June to replace outgoing party chair Ben Wickler, who is credited with turning the party into a fundraising powerhouse. Both parties are vying for control of Congress by way of races in Wisconsin's 1st and 3rd congressional districts. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Environmental groups are asking a federal judge to overturn a plan to fast-track connecting new power plants to the Midwest electric grid, and that includes a planned natural gas plant in Wisconsin. Nonprofit environmental law firm Earth Justice filed a lawsuit against federal energy regulators on behalf of Clean Wisconsin and the Natural Resources Defense Council. They're challenging a plan designed to help bring new generation resources online quickly in the face of rising demand. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin. She says the plan allows some projects to, quote, skip the line in getting studied for connection by the grid operator.
One of the first projects that's going to be studied is nearly 1.2 gigawatt gas plant called Red Oak Ridge. It will be in Paris, Wisconsin.
Four of the other projects selected so far are gas plants. Five are solar, wind, and battery storage. A statewide public affairs network, which broadcasts state capital proceedings, could shut down December 15th due to lack of funding. As Steph Conquest Ware reports, that's unless the Wisconsin Eye Network receives enough donations to continue.
Wisconsin Eye released an urgent call for funding on Thursday, asking for $1 million in donations, enough to fund the service for 1 year. John Hinkes is the president and CEO. He says his service holds state lawmakers accountable.
There's this cry for save our democracy, and that means different things to different groups and constituents. We view that as a painting with a lot of people who are coloring that cry for democracy, and we have a role in that.
Wisconsin Eye has been broadcasting capital proceedings since 2007. If the network shuts down, the archive of more than 30,000 hours of footage will also go offline. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
And finally, a Republican-led proposal would create new fees for people hiking or bicycling on state-owned land. Under the measure, hikers would have to pay a $20 annual fee. It would also require registration for kayaks and non-motorized boats. Cross-country skiers, bikers, and foragers would need an annual $40 permit. Many state properties already require skiers and bikers to purchase $25 trail passes. The Republican lawmakers behind the bill say it would help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with a $16 million budget shortfall. Jeff Mazanek is the president of Northeast Wisconsin Paddlers.
However this evolves, it's important to step back and really look at the concerns about the cost of budget, what the money be used for, how it improves the sport for those people using it, and trying to balance that all out.
Wisconsin Republican Representative Chan Screen said that hunters and anglers have, quote, shouldered the burden of rising fees for years. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures in the 40s and 50s across the state. Chance for a little bit of light rain later on this afternoon. Scattered light showers are possible overnight. Otherwise cloudy, some heavy fog at times as well with lows in the 30s and 40s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.